Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, it's Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I greet every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior. Just a little song to start the show.
Our proven installation process ensures your gutters are in tip-top shape and prepped to protect your home. Step one.
Okay, folks, just a little interruption there at the beginning. But I greet every one of you in the holy, righteous, and ever-loving name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. Folks, we are definitely living in the end times. Welcome, Vop. We are truly living in the end times. And look up your redemption dry night. Today, just want to talk a little bit on who we are. You know, that has been my question for as long as I can remember. And that's a question that I've been asking the Lord for a while. Lord, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose of being here? And I had prayed that prayer for quite some time. And I just asking the Lord and seeking Him and getting close to the Lord. And folks, we need to get close to our Heavenly Father. We need to get close to Him. We need to seek Him out. We need to search Him out. We need to just lay our burden on Him. The scripture said that we are not to lean on our own understanding. On anything at all that we do, anything at all that we worry about, we in this life, in the flesh, in the spirit, we in what's going on and what's happening in the world around us, the chaos and mayhem that has captivated our society, that has captivated our world. We cannot, we must not lean on our own understanding. But the Word of God said, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. So, we are living in a world where, folks, we are strangers and pilgrims, just wanderers on this pilgrimage journey that we are on. Have you ever wondered why we can never be happy in this world, in this life? Do you ever wonder why there is so much pain, suffering, hate, murder, just debauchery, the most diabolical evil that we can even think of? Folks, I don't know about you, but I ask myself the question all the time until the Lord finally showed up and answered, because I wanted to know. I wanted to know who I am, who I was, who I am, and why I'm here. And I remember one day I just was overwhelmed with just being on this journey, just going about my business and just not here. When I tell my friends that I'm tired of this life, I want the Lord to come back soon, I don't like it here, I'm not, they think I'm planning on committing suicide. And I, you know, I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, you're not happy, you're having problem with your marriage, you know, is the kids okay? And they don't understand that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are on this pilgrimage journey. And no matter what, no matter how much money we have, no matter if we live in the best house and we drive the best cars and we have the most awesome husband, most awesome wife and children, folks, there's always this emptiness inside. There is this place inside of us that's empty, and it's dry and it's parched and no one can ever love us purely and entirely and honestly and without even hurting us. And we cannot love someone purely and honestly and entirely. And, you know, this world is not without pain and suffering and hardship and heartache and doubt and just the worst. And so it begs to answer the question, who are we and why are we here? So as I pray that prayer over and over and over again, and I ask the Lord, Lord, show me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb. Show me who I was. That was my prayer. Before you placed me in my mother's womb, I knew that I existed, Lord. I knew that somewhere, someplace, I existed. And I prayed, Lord, so that day as I stood in my shower and I was just overwhelmed with just being homesick. I know I had a home somewhere, but other than where I was on this earth, and I was just homesick. And I just cried out and I said, Lord, I'm so tired of this life, of this world. I said to him, I'm tired. I want to come home to you. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to come home to you. And as I said those prayers, it wasn't just a prayer. It was just where I was at. I literally was feeling overwhelmed with just grief of wanting to be with my Heavenly Father. I wanted to be with him. I want to be with him. At that moment, I wanted to just be in his presence. I said, I want to come home. I am so tired. I just want to come home. And at that very moment, the Lord just revealed to me what I was praying and asking him for. And he said to me, before I placed you in your mother's womb, you knew me and I knew you. He said, you stood before me. I ministered to you while you praised my holy name. I showed you all the mysteries of the universe. I told you that I was going to send you on a journey. And folks, that journey is the flesh here on planet Earth. He said, I told you I was going to send you on a journey. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. But I have placed the light inside of you. And if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. And folks, as the Lord said that to me, I started bawling, crying like a baby. The Lord just revealed to me the most important thing, the most important question that anyone could ever ask of their life. He just revealed to me that I stood before him. He ministered to me. He just revealed to me that I was in heaven before him, and he showed me all the mysteries of the universe. Folks, I cried and I cried and I cried. And I wanted to know more, because it's like a can of worms was opened up. And I wanted to know more. I wanted to know, but why? Why did you send me on this journey? Why did you separated me from you? Why would a father separate a child from him and send him on this, and send the child on this perilous journey away from you for all that person's life, and never show up and never rescue that child? And why would you do that? I must have done something wrong. I must have done something terribly wrong to cause you to send me on this journey and to separate me from you. What did I do? What did I do wrong? What have I done? And I must have prayed that prayer, oh Lord, for maybe about 6 months. But before I tell you what the Lord revealed to me as to what I did, why I was separated from him, and I wanted to know what I did and what I looked like and, you know, who I was, and I just want to read this these verses in Romans chapter 11 verses 23 said, well, which is said, well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand as by faith. So there we see that in the Word of God, we are told, but because of unbelief, we were broken off. We were broken off. Now let me back up. When I asked the Lord, Lord, what did I do? Why did you separate me from you? The Lord said to me, when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion. And because of the confusion, you doubted. Not you only, but many of you doubted. And because of your unbelief, you were separated. You could not stay in my holy presence anymore. And so I sent you on that journey that you're on. Folks, the Lord said to me, when the war broke out in heaven, we know in Daniel chapter 12 and in Revelation, we were told, I think Revelation chapter 20, I'm not sure, but in Revelation we are told that, and there was war in heaven. The angel, Michael and his angel fought, and the dragon fought. And, Lucifer and the band of angels were thrown out of heaven. So we know that there was a war in heaven. And that the Lord said to me, because when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion, and because of the confusion, because of the mayhem, we doubted the sovereignty of God. We doubted the love of God. We doubted the purity of God. We doubted the righteousness of the Most High God. Lucifer started this in heaven, folks. Lucifer started this confusion, this doubt. Just like he put doubt in Eve's mind about eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He put doubt in her mind. He said, did God really say that? Even though Eve repeated what the Lord said. He said, did God really say that? He doesn't really mean it that way. He just meant it this way. You're not going to really die. You're just going to be like gods, like the gods knowing good and evil. So, folks, it started in heaven and it came down here to earth. Do you know the Bible tells us that when Lucifer and the band of angels, the Lord of heaven, the angels were lamenting. They say, woe, 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 woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan and his angels have come down. There we go, that the war came down from heaven to earth. And many of us came here. So when the Lord said, when I asked the Lord, what did I do? Why did I come here? Why did you send me here? The Lord said to me, when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion. And because of the confusion, you doubted. And because of unbelief, you were separated from me. So this is why I'm reading Romans chapter 11, verses 23. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. See, because of unbelief, we were broken off. We were broken off of that olive tree, the natural branch, the angels of God. The angels of God were separated from the tree of life, folks. And say, and thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For God For if God spare not the natural branches, who were the natural branches? The angels of God that were separated from him, that were severed from him, from the Father's side, so to speak. If God spare not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare thee not. If God spare not the angels, that's written somewhere else in the Bible. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell. Who are they? Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell. Who are they which fell? The angels of God. Unbelief entered. Many of us enter into unbelief. Many of us fell. We came down here to earth. We're angels in the flesh. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity. And those of us who fell, we had to endure a very, very severe judgment. We were separated from our enlightened body, from our angelic form. So when the Lord told me, that I stood before him, and he showed me all the mysteries of the universe, and then he revealed to me later on that when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion, and many of us doubted him. And doubt is unbelief, and I wanted to know why, and this is why. And then after he revealed that to me, that many of us doubted and we couldn't stay in his holy presence. So he had to separate us. And so I wanted to know, well, what was I like? Show me, Father, show me what I was like when I was in heaven. So I asked the Father to show me what I was like when I was in heaven. And he said, you were like one of the holy angels in heaven. You carried my brightness, my glory. The glory of God was so much on us that we were glorified beings. But once we are separated from him, we become darkness. If we read John chapter 1, we become darkness. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 1, the Bible said in John chapter 1 that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the light that light every man that come into this world. He is the light that light every man that come into this world. The same light that Father said to me, that he have placed the light inside of me. And if I follow the light, I will find my way back to him. And we know that light is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the light that light every man that come into this world. So, behold, the goodness and the severity of God on them that fell, those of us that fell, those that fell were severely punished, for our sins, for our doubt against him. But towards thee, goodness, if thou continue if thou continue in his goodness. So if for those of us that are here, if we continue his goodness, then we are going to find the goodness of God. Otherwise, thou also shall be cut off. Otherwise, you know, the people here, the other people that are actually, I don't believe they're part of the fallen angelic race, but there are some of us here who are actually part of the fallen angelic race. The Bible tells us that one third of the angels fell from heaven. Some of the angels, these angels are actually locked up in the belly of the earth. There are like 200 angels, folks, that are in the earth. I don't know. I think this is why they have been digging in Antarctica and in the North Pole and in these cold Greenland, these cold places where the ice is so thick. And Russia and America and other countries have been going there, digging through the ice, trying to find God in heaven knows what. Maybe the fallen angel, Lucifer, gave them the knowledge that there is stuff under there in order for them to dig and to release the angels that are chained. They're chained in the earth. I don't know, but there's a reason why they gone there digging. Some of them had to run, and some of them see some things that caused them to be killed. So anyways, verse 23 of Romans chapter 11 says, and they also, if they, they that fell, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. So if we actually pay close attention to what the word is saying, it's saying, and they also, they that fell, talking about they that fell, the angels that fell, those of us that fell, and if they abide not still in unbelief, the Lord said to me, he said, you stood before me. And I'm like, Lord, why did you send me here? He said, when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion. Because of the confusion, many of us doubted him. He said, because of unbelief, you were separated from me. So he said, not you only, but many of you. So we were separated from the Lord. And if you abide not still in unbelief, you shall be grafted in. So I know for one, me, entered into unbelief when the war broke out in heaven. He said, but if we abide not still in unbelief, we will be grafted in again. Grafted into the natural tree, the natural olive tree. For God is able to graft them in again. The word again meaning that we were once
I'm sorry, folks. For some reason, the phone just got it just died on me. So where was I? We literally are not part of this world. We are strangers. We are visitors, pilgrims. And we're really strangers on this earth, folks. We don't belong here. That's why we never satisfy who we are, with what we have, and we always striving to get more, and there is so much evil and there is so much wickedness on the earth, because there are two groups of people here. There are two groups of people living side by side with each other. Father, give me the strength and give me the boldness to say the things that you put in my heart to say. So in order for, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. The word end, meaning that they were once a whole. The word again tells us, like somebody would say, when I was pregnant, I have four daughters, and when I tell my family I'm having a baby, they'll be like, again? That means I've had babies before, so I'm having another baby again. So it was grafted in again. We were there. So we are going to be reconnected, reunited. So God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree. So for those of you who are really not of the fallen angelic race, but were grafted in, you were of a wild olive tree, but you were grafted into the good olive tree. What does this mean? It means that if you've ever read the parable of the wheat and the tares, when the angel came to the Lord and said, did we not plant good wheat? Where did these tears come from? And the Lord said, an enemy did this. While men slept, the enemy snuck in and planted his own seed amongst the seed of God. The Bible tells us that, you know, Yeshua said, the wheat are the children of the living God, and the tares are the children of the wicked one. And while man slept, the enemy snuck in, and he came and he intermarried. There was interracial relationship went down here, folks. The fallen angels, we read Genesis 6, it say, and there were giants in the earth in those days. The sons of God came in into the daughters of men, and they had children by them. And after that, we know that back to the parable, when the Lord said to the angel, the angel said, shall we go and pull up the tares then? And the Lord said, no. Let the tares and the wheat grow together until the end of the harvest, and in the end of the harvest, I will send my angels to sever the wheat from the tear. He said, because if you go and pull up the tares, you may pull up the wheat also with them. So he said, the wheat, this parable is the end of the world. It's the end of this age, folks, the end times. And the reapers are the angels. And the tares are the children of the Most High God, and the tares are the children of the wicked one, and the wheat are the children of the Most High God, and the Lord said, you know, let them grow together. So we are growing together. He said, unless you pull up the wheat also. And why did I bring in that part? He said, I brought in that part because if you were cut out of the wild olive tree, which is wild by nature, the tares. So if you cut out, if you came out from the tears, because the tears are literally intermarrying with the wheat. So by so doing, some of the children that are mingled, if you read Daniel 2, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. So the tears down the line, down the ages, have been intermarrying with the wheat, have been germinating with the wheat. And some of these children have become saved. They have learned to love the Lord. And so they themselves too. It says, and they also, if they abide, that, you know, for if thou were cut out of the olive tree, which were wild by nature and were grafted contrary to nature. So they were grafted contrary to nature, contrary to their own nature, into a good olive tree. They were grafted into Yeshua. How much more? So these were saved. There are some of you out there that are not fallen angelic being, and you mingled with the good, with the wheat and the tares are mingled together, so you are saved. You call the Gentile, for if thou were cut out, so how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, those that are fallen of the fallen angelic race, the fallen, the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree. So how much more for us, those of us who are fallen angels, who are separated from our Heavenly Father, we are going to be grafted back into our own olive tree, into the side of our Father. We are going to retake our place in heaven with the Lord. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. This is a mystery, folks, and we cannot be ignorant of this mystery. Lest you should be wise in your own conceit. So for those of us who know who we are and what this mystery is all about, Don't become too wise and too cocky and too proud. That blindness, it said, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. So who actually are the house of Israel? The house of Israel, I believe, is the natural branch, the fallen angelic race. The race of black people, folks, the natural race, the original race, the black, that's why Satan hates the black community, the black and brown community. This is why, this is a war. Lucifer knows who we are. Lucifer knows who we are, and his children hate us. His children hate the black people, the black community. This is why they have been murdered, they have been lynched, hung by their neck, just like Yeshua was hung on a cross. They've been hanged, just like the babies have been killed and murdered. It's happening again to us. There is nothing new under the sun. The thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which shall be, and there is nothing new under the sun. Then that blindness in part has happened to Israel. Israel is the natural branch that was cut out, that was severed, the fallen angelic race that was severed until the fullness of the Gentile is come in. That's why the black are the very first people of planet Earth, because they are the fallen angelic being that was sent here until the fullness of the Gentiles is come in. Those that are not of the house of Israel, And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, all Israel shall be saved. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. So the house of Jacob will be saved. The house of Jacob will turn to the Lord. But the fullness of the Gentiles have to come in. Their wicked, evil ways have to come to the fullness. Has to come to full. It has to come. It has to be ripened. When the iniquity is filled up to the brim, let us rejoice and be glad in Him. We know that we are pilgrims. We know that we are strangers and visitors on this earth. This is not our home. We are on a pilgrimage journey. And our purpose is to find our way back to the Most High God. We are to find our way back to Him. We are the fallen angelic race on this planet Earth, being hated by Lucifer and his angelic being and his children. We remind them of who God is, of the righteousness of God, and they hate us, and they've been trying to they say, let us destroy Israel, let us put them out from the face of the earth, that Israel be remembered no more. So that's what they've been trying to do. They've been trying to kill the blacks, poison, diseases, sicknesses, destroy their land, destroy the people, set them against each other, enslave them. Oh God, they've done so much to the house of Israel but they cannot destroy. We are fallen angelic being. We are strong. That's why the whites, the slave masters are saying, oh, you know, they're tough. They can take it. They can take all the brunt. They can take the beating. They can take the slavery. They can take all of this. And that's because we are the iron. We are Mary Clay, and the iron is the fallen ones. And so we are strong. We are angelic strong. They cannot kill us. Not a father have anything to say about this. But anyways, I just wanna leave it at that and pick up from where I left off tomorrow. So love you all in Christ, and our Heavenly Father is coming back, and we are going to go back to meet Him. Love you all in Christ. Goodbye.